This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting excited.
About?
Tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, just local races, people, friends of ours now. We know so, I mean, we know pretty much all the politicians, right? Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know that guy.
He was in here.
I know that lady. She's cool.
Yeah.
He's not, you know?
Stop talking about me like that.
That's what I base so much of my stuff on. Pretty cool.
I mean, that's a pretty, you know, it's not the only test, but it's not a bad test. Someone that's cool, that's chill, that's, you know, kind of got some controls on them.
Yeah.
You know, they can regulate themselves.
I mean, I really don't need, I can have fairly big policy disagreements with someone. I would far rather have someone who I think is smart and reasonable and disagrees with me than someone I think is bat crap and agrees with everything that I do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'll take the reasonable person every single time.
Yeah, because the difficulties come. I really wish that the philosophy was this. I get why not, because the candidate has to have, and I don't care what race, but the candidate has to have some ego, right? I mean, they're the person. They're the person that is the focus of the campaign. But the person that I would like to vote for the most is the one person that does not ever want to be the smartest person in the room.
Hmm.
You shouldn't be. Like, if you're going to be a president, you should not be the smartest person in the room ever. There should be somebody who is an expert in a particular thing in that room that is smarter than you.
Yes.
Right? Your joint chiefs are smarter than you about their thing. Your
economic advisors.
Yes. You should never be the smartest person in the room, nor should you think you are.
That's why I would vote for you. You get that.
I get one vote.
You understand
that. Great.
It all starts with one vote.
I would love to vote for Kevin.
I'd wreck stuff.
You should have written him in. Well, no, it's important.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Don't do that.
Could you see yourself ever doing that?
No.
No?
No.
You have a clean background, though.
It doesn't matter to me. It's just the nonsense is so bad. Like, you, first of all, you almost have no choice. Almost. I mean, and I'm talking, like, big races. I mean, okay, maybe one day I'll run for mayor of Wheelersville or something, you know, just to be, like, when I'm 70 to have something to do. But, like, it's such a chaotic thing, like fundraising nonstop and kissing people's butts and taking money from people, and then they have expectations of you. I think it's all nonsense. If the game were to change a little bit, I think it would change the minds of a lot of people. There are a lot of people who are smart or sensible or who will look at it the way that I do, and like, I don't need to be the smartest person in the room, mm-hmm. and I don't want to be there for 25 years, but the way it's set up now, it prevents, I think, any normal people from really...
Certainly filters them out.
And unfortunately, a lot of the normal ones that we've met and a lot of the normal ones you see, they end up getting knocked around.
Yeah.
Because they aren't doing the things that we see that it takes to get there.
Yeah. I mean, not to be like a contrarian, but don't you guys feel like most people want that strong man at this point? Because if everyone wanted what we say we wanted, you would see that way more in politics, even if it was people faking humility.
It's just never presented as a real, well, I shouldn't say never. It's just not often enough presented as a real option. Because the person that you might see that way, well, they've got the wrong letter next to their name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem is we've already got our decisions made. Not by we, I mean the vast majority of Americans already know who they're going to vote for before you ever know who the names are. You know that you wrote for the R person or the D person, and that's what you're going to do. You're red or you're blue.
You know,
and that the majority of people are not in the, I mean, I think the majority of the people are between, as you put it, Dave, really well, like the majority of people are between the 20s.
Rach brings up a really interesting point, though, because anyone who knows anything about history knows that JFK-Nixon debate really started the cult of personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the radio, people thought that Nixon won. On television, they thought that JFK won because he was young and handsome and tan. And Nixon was none of those things. And he was sweating under the lights. And he just looked bad. And so we started this whole handsome guy, CEO, Mitt Romney looking kind of thing. And now that has happened again with the bombast, that's what we gravitate towards. And even the non-bombastic have to develop a bombastic gear or they just won't be taken seriously.
See, I don't even know. I don't even know if that's the element that makes Trump so powerful, if you will. I think that's one of his features. But what I keep hearing people saying recently anyway is he speaks in a way that I can understand. And I think that is so much more. I think a lot of times if you're not a Trump supporter, you just kind of gloss over that as if it's like, oh, they like him because he's always saying all these crazy things. No, I think a lot of people like him because, for instance, I just saw a clip the other day of a gentleman saying you can go to his rally and listen to him speak for 3 hours and you understand every single thing that he said. And so just having that kind of like connection with the common person, whereas someone like Kamala is going to speak more like a politician. For better, for, you know, whether or not that's
platitudes.
A good thing. Right. Mm-hmm. So I just think that's, I think it's a mistake for some of these other politicians to be like, yeah, I'm going to go out there and just guns blazing just as, you know, just as bombastic as possible. I don't think that's necessarily what
it's
is.
Not the nectar.
That's not the main draw.
Yeah.
I think the main draw is this idea that he's on your side or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when he says things like, hey, you want to see me knock the hell out of this electrician who gave me this bum mic? People,
everyone understands that.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be a very off-putting thing for some people to hear, but everyone understands what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a razor's edge for us?
I sure do.
Can I say one thing, too?
Yeah.
I got some Sun Chips garden salsa on the break,
yum.
But I haven't had a chance to eat them yet, and you can't eat them on the air. Oh my God, do I want to eat this chip so bad? Can I take one bite?
Just turn off your mic.
Just do it.
You can just turn off your mic.
Sun Chip ASMR.
Oh, you've got the button over there. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there are people who make millions of dollars doing that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, take one really good bite.
Between that and my feet, I should be able to be millionaires.
You can be a mukbang guy. Just eat into a microphone.
Do a what?
Mukbang. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's when you just eat on camera. You eat a bunch on camera.
Oh, for God's sake.
I enjoy those, actually. I don't know what's wrong with me. But
you do, don't you?
I watch the Chili's mukbangs all the time. I've never been. Well, I've been to the Chili's at the airport. That's like a Chili's Express. So they don't have the full Chili's menu. I've never been to a Chili's. I'm going very
soon. This weekend,
we need to go on a field trip.
I have a Chili's date set up, actually.
Nice.
I'm very excited.
It has always really made me laugh the way that Rachel talks about Chili's because she talks about it like it is the French Laundry. Which,
like it's Capital
don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. To me, it is the French Laundry, but the inaccessible ability with which she discusses it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
just go to Chili's.
You can't get Chili's.
What, am I supposed to drive to Kirkwood?
20 minutes away. There's like seven Chili's in the middle.
It's the opposite of the
Scholars maintain.
It's the opposite of the barbecue people.
Yeah.
Greg was talking about, no, wait, you can't go to the one near you. You got to go to the one 40 minutes away.
But since we're talking about it, since I brought it up, Chili's has these mozzarella sticks, and when you bite into them, there's that big cheese pull, and so people will, like, dunk it in the ranch, take a bite, the big cheese pull. I can't. I've watched. I'm not exaggerating. I've watched 200 videos of people eating these mozzarella cheese sticks.
Preach.
I want them so bad. I'm getting them this weekend. Should I make a mukbang video?
The girl's living her dream.
there's one of the occasions where we have a generational divide in the room. Because I do think that's younger people that would do that.
Like watch other people
like
eat.
Like millennials, Gen Zs. Like, yeah, I mean, I would never just watch a video of someone eating, but it's not because I don't, it's not because I think it's stupid, just it would never occur to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't explain exactly why I like it because it just makes me hungry.
Yeah, and
I look at it from my perspective.
Yeah, I feel like it's torture.
Look at it from my perspective, Kevin. All
like,
I think
he's
about
eating
is food.
That, I'm not.
All I think about is food 24/7, so it's like, well, it makes sense that
there's
my...
There's also a sexual component for some people.
For some people.
Right? For my thing
for
that, I wouldn't enjoy just watching someone take down a pork steak, but I love the aesthetic of watching people, like, quietly sit in a coffee shop and drink coffee, like, in movies and things like that. I don't just go stalk people, but I like that.
Like, I was
that.
In downtown Kirkwood hanging out.
I love looking through dining room windows and seeing
people
eat dinner.
I love dinner scenes in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very nice. You want to do Razor's Edge?
I would be with you Saturday, since you so kindly invited me to go, but I will be in Lawrence, Kansas.
Nice.
Doing shots with my daughter.
Shot.
You should go to a Chili's.
There you go.
Dave the Rave.
FaceTime.
Dave the Rave.
Oh, yeah. Razor's Edge?
Sure.
Okay, I saw this on BuzzFeed, and I thought this was an interesting topic. Older adults are revealing the things they're simply getting too old to deal with anymore, and I have to agree with most of these. So things that we are just, maybe in our youth, we were more prone to want to do this, but as we get older, we're tired, and we don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. The first one is arguing with other people.
Oh,
I love that so much.
Yeah, wheels are still young at heart.
It's like a good workout to me.
Do you ever, like... Okay. I don't mean this to sound like insulting.
Get him.
It's okay if it is.
Take him down.
Do you ever walk away from the argument thinking like, maybe I was wrong?
Not in the moment, but later.
Later,
yeah,
you might think
yeah.
that.
In the moment, I don't because I'm always thinking I'm arguing.
Do you ever think, even if I was right, I went too hard on that person?
Sometimes, yeah.
And
I've done that to Amy. I've had that conversation with her, and I've gone up to her later and said, sorry, probably shouldn't have done
that. That was the follow-up. The follow-up was, like, let's say you and I get into it about Krabby Patties.
Yeah.
Right? Which, I mean, anytime, day or night, we will throw down, right? do you ever, if you had that thought later, like, yeah, I might have made a little too rough out of a nothing burger. Like, did you...
I didn't apologize to you.
No, you didn't.
He didn't feel bad about you, Andrew.
Not about that argument.
Hey, ask and
just Amy.
Asked and answered.
Okay, the next one is concerts without assigned seating. I'm not showing up hours early to get a good spot and then be stuck there the entire time without being able to sit or use the bathroom or else I lose my view.
This is something you could ask people in therapy to ferret you out as to what your issue is. The most stressful thing I can think of, as one time I went on a double date to the movies and I was the first one to get there and they said, save 3 seats.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yes. And I didn't realize how much that would bother me.
Yeah.
But back in the old days, it was just, here's a theater.
Yeah.
So I went to the middle and I got 4 seats. And when people would be like, anyone sitting here? I'm like, oh yeah, my girlfriend and a couple others are coming. And they, of course, dirty look you. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was, I wouldn't do it. It could be a movie about me and I'm not going to go see it.
Okay, the other things that we are just over now that we're getting older is anything starting past 9 p.m.
Oh, dude. I'm like the opposite of all of these things.
Man, whenever I was younger, I used to watch SNL up until the point where Weekend Update started, and then I would go put on my makeup and go out to the bar. Yeah. I know. Doesn't that sound like the worst thing in the world?
That's me now.
Now I'm like, I can't stay up till SNL. It's too late.
No.
Yeah.
No. See, I was never like that. I've said it before, but even back when I was in my 20s and like in law school and we would go out and get to be around 11:30 or midnight and they're like, we're going to Eastside Glove. I'm like, let's go to Denny's and then go home. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I just, ugh.
Yeah, in college, that was like around that time. Like, let's go to South Beach. Yeah, let's go to South Beach. Mm.
Here, Golden Corral has a discount if it's before 7.
Yeah, getting home at 4 in the morning.
Last night, I fell asleep on the couch and woke up at 11:30. I woke up, I'm like, woo, 11:30.
I better get to bed.
If I get to sleep right now, I only get 8 hours.
Okay, last one I'll bring up is the things that we are just over. Not being comfortable. I'm done with that. Give me a pillow and some leg room, a bench in the shower, and a fluffy towel. Give me space to breathe and live. Give me quality over quantity, and I gladly pay extra for an upgrade on things like an airplane.
Mm.
You guys got to get the shower chair, man.
I don't want to.
You gotta get the shower chair.
I'm not in there long enough.
I've never
changed your life, dude.
I've never, like, other than maybe if I was extremely hungover, I've never had the thought of, like, I want to sit down.
Yeah. Spend time oh, I've my done shower. That, but only when I'm in real pain.
Okay, now imagine you only drink Pepsi and you eat McDonald's every day. Now imagine how good it must feel to sit down on the shower.
I'm with Wheeler.
Yeah.
Washing my whole body is like washing a really big thumb. So I can be clean inside a minute.
I mean, like, to me, I honest to God, normal day, 10 minutes from start to end, done, dried, dressed, hair's done, good to go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the shower chair's not for work days. It's not for when you have somewhere to be. But on like a Sunday.
It's Andrew time.
Yeah, when it's a Sunday, you got nowhere to be. You take a shower at like 5 p.m. or
you still
whatever.
Still talking to yourself?
In the shower?
Yeah.
Sure.
Why don't you just take a bath?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Alexa picking up me being like, and you tell them what I said.
You tell Dave Glover that I said.
Oh, my God. I always forget we have those things. I can't imagine the things Alexa's heard me say.
You should listen to it because it has caught me saying some truly unhinged.
It'll definitely hear me talking to my dogs like they're people.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it has caught me like singing little songs to Gigi and then, you know, getting distracted.
Making threats and to no one in the shower.
Yeah,
that right there is why none of us can run for office, Dave. Because those recordings
exist.
He says the Dave
Glover show. How about the Andrew Stoll show?
Stupid hammock taking my wife away. Oh, hi, honey.
And then the creak of the shower chair as I adjust it.
How long are you in the shower?
I mean, if it's like a work day or whatever, I try to make it about 15 minutes.
What if you're in the zone on the weekend?
If I'm in the zone, well, we're having a hot water trouble in the house right now, so
can't imagine why.
Even then, it's like 25 minutes. But I mean, if I can get the hot water rolling,
shower.
I think my longest shower ever. We're staying in an Airbnb where they had a really, really nice shower, and you could look out into like a forest, and there were deer milling about, and it was just perfect. I was in there for about 2 hours.
What?
I was just chilling, man.
Like a raisin when you come.
It was like my whole, yeah, it was like my whole day. I was like, I could be in here forever.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Election Day, everybody. I feel pretty good about getting a few minutes of Kurt Barr's time, who's running the elections out in St. Charles. Kurt, I made a fool of myself today, and I, as you know, my license has expired. We asked you about that, and you said it conformed because it was after 2022. And I went in to vote today in Weldon Spring, and I handed my ID, and they said, oh, bad news, it's expired. And rather than being cool about it, I said, well, I spoke to Kurt, and Kurt told me, and I swear to God, they looked at me like, yeah, like you know Kurt Barr, just go friggin' vote and leave us alone. So...
Did they give you a ballot?
They gave me a ballot, yes.
And all right.
On the
good.
Back, they wrote
the rules.
On
all
the
right.
Back, they wrote void. So I'm not sure what that means, but, you know, they let me pretend. So how's it going today, my friend?
It's honestly going really well, all things considered. The rain was problematic for us in the morning. That water and paper ballots aren't exactly the best things.
No.
But right now we're at 41% turnout for today, and then we had 25% turnout for the absentee voting. So we're looking at 66% turnout so far, and I think we can get at least another 10% before 7 o'clock. So we should hit our same percentage that we hit in 2020, which I think is a good thing for St. Charles County.
Yeah. And the early voting, I know that was a bit of a debacle for everyone, but people, that was important to them, they did it, you made it happen. And I think that made it much easier on Election Day.
Oh, absolutely. Voters coming before one single day does make it easier for the election authority. It allows us to handle a lot more of that paperwork ahead of time so that voters who just didn't update their registration in a timely manner, we can handle that on election day. So that's what we do here at the office is help those, that 10% who've moved and haven't updated their registration, while my election judges are processing the 90% whose records are good to go and they just get in and out, especially when they have valid photo ID.
So what happened, or if they know Kurt, so what happens now?
Well, we've still got 3.5 hours until the polls close. And then anybody who is in line will get a chance to vote. So as long as somebody's in line by 7 o'clock, they will get to vote at their polling place. Once all the polling places are closed down, all the voters have gone home, then the election judges get all those voted ballots. They box all those up and they put a seal on the ballots. And then they get the thumb drive that's in that ballot counter at every precinct. And then they get every other paperwork or some important stuff that I need. And that gets all brought back to the election authority office tonight. And then we use the thumb drives from those ballot counters to update our election night reporting. So we can say, okay, Trump got X number of votes from St. Charles County by these precincts, and Kamala got X number of votes for president, but from these precincts, mm-hmm. as well as all the other down ballot races. And then, we try to get the absentee number out first once, because we have that in our possession. And then as the precincts come in, then we continue to, report that. And we're hoping, shortly after 8 o'clock, we'll be able to start nice. Reporting the numbers. And then it kind of depends on, how long it takes my judges to shut down, because they've got to box everything up. They've got to get all the stuff packed back into these transport cages before they can bring me the ballots. And so if there's a line anywhere that's, a big last-minute surge because it's dry, it'll take a little while to get those numbers out. But we'll keep working until we have reported, all of the unofficial results from all my precincts and my absentees sometime tonight.
Well, you are doing a fine job. You're a good man. We appreciate your friendship. Thank you, Kurt.
Thanks, Dave.
336 DGS. Coming up at 4 p.m., we're going to have a think tank with Alvin Reed, David Barklage. We'll talk about local races. We'll talk about national races. Tonight, wall-to-wall coverage, Megan Lynch and Michael Calhoun will be anchoring with Hancock and Kelly. Rach is going to be here. She'll be a part of it. Griffin, Scott, Sean, Maria. Everyone's going to be out somewhere, and I'll be at home eating DoorDash. So I should check in as well, probably. I should let you know. I'll let you know what I got.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be drinking a bottle of Barolo with Snickers bars.
Decision 2024.
What does Dave have for dinner?
Is it Twix or is it Butterfinger? Which way shall we go? Dave, that was some weather, brother.
Yeah, it's done. But rainfall, it's really strange. In an event like this, you get these wild rainfall amounts because these bands of training rain and thunderstorms kind of set up. And the rainfall amounts across the area, let's say within 50, 60 miles of downtown St. Louis, range from an inch of rain to 8+ inches of rain. It's just amazing. The major rivers are in pretty good shape. They're able to handle this because the event was centered on St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that's going downstream. But Darting Creek is still in flood. The Merrimack River is in flood from Sullivan right to the Mississippi River. Deer Creek, that established just about a record crest over flood stage, is now starting to fall, so that's a good deal. But Deer Creek runs right through St. Louis County and can cause a lot of problems when it gets kind of weird. But, just a tremendous rainfall. Obviously, the drought is over, and we do have some more rain on the way.
Oh, okay. Let's hear all about it.
All right. You know, we've got 3 days to dry out. That's the good thing. The rain basically is over in St. Louis. A very slow clearing process tonight. The clouds will be with us all evening long. Temperatures slowly dropping through the 60s. 44 for the overnight low. Wednesday's a pretty day, partly to mostly sunny, 63. Thursday, mostly sunny, 60. Friday, partly sunny, 62. Now, another system coming out of the southwest. This one will be faster. It won't have as much moisture with it, but it's still going to be a significant rainfall, probably about a half inch to an inch of rain, general amounts across the area. That starts mainly after midnight Friday night. I think Friday evening is going to be okay. Saturday is wet. Saturday night is wet, and then it should all be gone on Sunday. The one thing that could throw a little bit of a hitch in this, there's a new tropical storm. It's not quite in the Gulf of Mexico yet. It's Rafael. It's not a major hurricane by any means. It's not going to hit Florida, but it does look like it will slide towards Louisiana as a tropical storm. It will weaken as it gets closer to land for just a number of physical reasons in the atmosphere. But there's a moisture pocket with it. And the question is the timing. Will it get absorbed into this system? I don't think it does at this point. I think there's going to be too much of a lag time. And if we can get the system by, chances are that moisture will miss us. And at this point, I know we've been talking about drought for months. It'd be okay if it missed us.
Gotcha. So, Dave, I'm driving. It's Dad's Day at KU on Saturday. Will I be into the teeth of it, or is that not going to be that big a deal?
You'll be in it, all the way. It will be raining. It's not the kind of rain that we've just came out of, but yeah. You'll be in it. So it'll slow you down. You know, plan a little extra time.
Yeah. Got to get more time there at KU.
Mm-hmm. Why not? That's fun. Those are are great fun events.
I can't wait for it. You're always in a little bit of competition with the other dads, though. There's always...
So.
You guys going to fight?
I might. But first night in prison, just fight the biggest guy.
You got to find the biggest one and punch him right in the nose,
come on,
man.
Come on, mofo!
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure the daughters love that.
Yes, I'm sure they do. No, there's just always, like, there's the cool dad.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a different competition.
The drinking dad and the conservative dad.
There are a lot of smart-ass remarks, who can be the funniest. Right.
Yeah.
My kid's better than your kid,
yeah,
Dad.
Right. And I'm just, I mean, I don't know, people may find this surprising, but I'm not good at those games. I'm just, you know.
I hate that.
Pretty quiet. That. I'll be the quiet dad. I'll be the weird tattooed quiet dad.
With a beanie.
With a beanie. Yeah. That guy's definitely killed people. You know that story, Dave, when Phoebe and I went to D.C. with the FBI, and one night we did our own thing, and we took a tour bus, and there were about 12 people on the bus, and the guy was like what you would think, and, you know, he's a tour bus driver, and he's like, where's everybody from? People are like, Virginia, and he's like, oh, Virginia's for lovers, and Pennsylvania, oh, the Commonwealth, and so Phoebe goes, St. Louis, and everyone went, woo, and I literally said, don't woo or I'll kill everyone on this bus. That's literally what I said.
Yeah. That's great.
And it didn't land. Like, no, it was a joke.
No, that wouldn't land.
No one thought it was a joke. You can't make threats the way you used to. That's what I'm finding. Right. You can't threaten to kill people.
All of a sudden, 12 guns were drawn.
Yes.
We used to be a proper country where you could make threats on a bus.
Right. You could just say to strangers, I'll kill every last person on this vehicle.
Nobody has a sense of humor anymore.
None. Zero.
Hey, if you want to change, get out there and vote today, huh?
And then Phoebe and I, it was so boring. We got off halfway through, and I swear we heard people applauding when we walked away.
We survived.
Oh, good. That guy didn't kill us.
Then we went to a little dive bar and had hot dogs and a beer.
Yum.
And it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. You guys, I hope you don't want to hear about the election, because I searched far and wide across the internet to find non-election headlines.
Hey. Bring it.
All right, the average homebuyer age has increased to 56 years old. That's up from 49 in 2023.
Oh, that's shocking.
Oh, wait, so not first-time homebuyer.
Correct.
Right, okay, that makes
just
more
the
sense.
Average
homebuyer. Yeah, that makes more sense.
However, the age of first-time buyers rose to 38. That's a 3-year increase on the previous year.
Wow.
Median house prices also increased to $435,000, according to this report. That's a 39% increase since 2020.
39.
That is a different world, man.
Yes, it is. Yes.
God, we were trying to remember. Like, so my kid might have been 2 or something when we got our first place. Like, just so different. Like, it's looking at it now, you're like, how in the world does anybody do it? But then back, you know, 25 years ago, it was not that big of a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bernie Marcus, the co-founder of the Home Depot, has passed away at the age of 95.
Hmm.
Thought that might be interesting. It kept showing up in all of my show prep, so I didn't know if he was like a big deal at one point or
something.
What
aisle did that happen in?
Oh, boy.
Standard joke, right?
Oh, boy.
Not as bad as the bus joke.
Bernie, put that nail gun down.
A new report finds a shocking and dispiriting fall in children reading for pleasure. Only 34.6% of 8 to 18-year-olds surveyed by the National Literary Trust say they enjoy reading in their spare time.
That is sad.
It is sad. That was my favorite thing as a kid, was reading.
Mm. I have a hard time with it now. I love the idea of reading. I even write stories, as you guys know. I have trouble reading my own stories. Like, they're short stories, and I'm so lazy, I would get halfway through it. I'm like, I don't know where this guy's going with this. But I don't read for pleasure nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah. I read a lot as a kid, like baseball biographies and dinosaur books and like just like the fantasy books, like Chronicles of Narnia, Lord of the Rings, all those. But like, I'd say after college, I lost it completely. Like, I just don't want to read. Yeah. Like, for fun, I don't want to read. I read for work, which I think is part of my problem.
Yeah.
Like, I read so much to keep up. I don't want to do that anymore.
I've got 7 books sitting on my desk.
Hmm.
Are you reading them?
I'm trying to.
Oh.
Yeah. I've cracked them all, and I'm going to say a year from now, I will say I still have 7 books.
Have you tried video games, Dave?
No.
What kind of books do you like to read, Dave?
You know, it's a variety of stuff. It's some sayings from the Old West about being out in the wilderness, stuff like that, to the latest weather book.
I think I'd like that Western book. I like things like that.
It's very cool, and it's thin. It's really small. It's a little paperback thing. It's actually they reference it quite a bit in the TV show Yellowstone.
That's how I
found it, and it's fascinating. It's good, even though it's a thin little paperback. I still haven't gotten through it yet.
I feel you.
You know, I mentioned when I was a kid that was my favorite thing to do was read, but I didn't have YouTube and TikTok when I was a kid. I think that's probably taking up a lot of attention that was formerly spent on chapter books and stuff like that.
I did do it, but I don't remember it ever being my favorite thing. Like, I would have much rather...
Even dinosaur books?
Oh, yeah, they were the best, but I would much rather have been, like, outside playing sports or playing on my Intellivision. Did you ever see Intellivision?
Oh, boy, did I.
Yeah, it was a great one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first in-color games, and it was blue and red.
It
had two colors instead of black and white.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
3:53 DGS Wheels. How is the gas house scan going?
It's going great, man. So we made it official. We've been doing like some odd shows here and there, just kind of testing things out, but... starting yesterday, we are every day at noon live. So that'd be live on.
So should I get there like 11:45?
Twitter. Anytime you want to come on, Dave, you just have to let us know. But
I'll
you got to be able
too.
To. You guys want to come on? We'll
Andrew,
get you, man.
We're all going.
I'm
let's
doing
go.
It. We'll get you guys on there.
Go to the moon. We're going to the moon.
Let's go. As long as you guys can handle 45 minutes straight of nerdy sports talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
can handle you 4 hours a day.
I know, but I don't do the whole sports all
the
time.
I'll be like, first question, how do you play baseball? Maybe you guys can answer that one for me.
Baseball versus football. Discuss.
Go. Why do people call it sports ball? Go.
Why is a touchdown 6 points?
Yeah, it's good. Off to a good start. So like Mondays we're doing... what we're going to call Cardinals Mondays, but that's all 4 of us.
Yeah.
It's going to be Matt and Tom and Bernie and me, but on Mondays, it's Cardinals only. We're going to do that for 45 minutes, Cardinals only for the 4 of us. And then Tuesday through Friday, we're rotating. So today it was Tom and I. Tomorrow will be, I think, Tom and Matt, and then me and Bernie on Thursday, Bernie and Matt on Friday, I think. And we'll mix that up a little bit as we go. But noon every day, at KMOX News on Twitter, the KMOX Sports Facebook page, the KMOX Sports YouTube page. It'll be podcasted on Cardinals Conversations on KMOX.com later after it's done. So if you miss it in real time, I suggest it in real time, though, because then you get to see the video. Because it's a video, it's a TV show or a podcast, depending on which one you want to do it.
So I saw Ackerman talking about this, or heard him earlier. Did the Cardinals actually let some people go?
Well, I mean, they let people walk, right?
Let them walk.
So they didn't pick up the options on Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson. There are a couple other guys that are going into free agency too. So there are essentially five or six guys now. I think it's six guys now that were on the team counting toward the payroll last year that are not. So Paul Goldschmidt's not on the team anymore. He's a free agent. Kyle Gibson, Lance Lynn. So those three guys combined, that's like $45 million off the payroll right there, not counting Giovanni Gallegos' money being off the books and Keenan Middleton. So you're probably close to $60 million off the books from last year without having traded anybody.
Yeah.
And they may still trade guys. We'll see.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.